弟兄姊妹们晚安。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
非常高兴听见弟兄姊妹唱跟随的歌能够唱得这么喜乐。
And I'm so happy to hear everybody sing such a song joyfully.
你要一个小朋友从公园跟着爸爸妈妈回家，他可能一路跟一路哭。
And you have a little child to follow his parents home from the playground, he'd probably be crying all the way.
你跟你的孩子说走，我们到 Toys R Us 去。
Yeah, but if you say to the kid, let's go to Toys R Us.
你看他高高兴兴跟随你。
And he'll be very happy as he follows you.
我们要知道我们在跟随主走一条荣耀的道路。
We need to know that when we follow Jesus, we're following this glorious path.
如果我们真知道的话，我们的心是充满的喜乐。
We really know that our hearts will be filled with joy.
有一个弟兄，他从前觉得跟随主真辛苦，要背起十字架来跟随主。
A brother one time feels it's so hard to follow Jesus because he has to carry his cross to follow.
直到有一天主开他的眼睛啊。
Until one day the Lord opened his eyes.
他是跟主同行的。
And he's walking side by side with the Lord.
他成为羔羊的同伴。
And he's become the companion of the Lamb.
他就跟主说，主，我愿意把我的余生都交给你。
He said, Lord, I'm willing to give you all of my life.
因为那天圣灵感动他说，陪耶稣走一段路。
Because that day the Holy Spirit moved him, walk with Jesus for a while.
就是怎么样，巴不得我们每一个人 the rest of our life, 我们的余生都是陪主耶稣走路。
I pray that for every single one of us, the rest of our lives, we would be walking with Jesus.
陪耶稣走一段路。
Walk with Jesus for a while.
就是怎么样，我们一生很快就要结束了。
Our lives will come to an end very quickly.
今天早晨我们讲到要 off him.要本于他。
And this morning we talked about the importance of everything being of him.
弟兄姊妹，我们整个一生的果效，如果不是从神发起、从神来的话
，the fruit of our lives does not come from the Lord.
当我们去见主的时候
，and when we go see the Lord,
圣经上说到有火要发现，那是必然发生的事情。
The Bible said you will find fire.
他要试验我们个人的工程。
It will try the works of every man.
所以不仅仅讲到说，如果我们今天不是照着神的旨意，不是本于神的话。
And that is to say, if the things that we do are not of His will, not of Him.
不要说我们世界上这一生所得着的，在主的面前是徒然的。
Not to say that all the things we have acquired in this life is but in vain.
就连甚至我们觉得我们是在为主做，在神家所做的，在神的眼中也是徒然的。
But even the things that we think that we're doing for God in this house, they are also in vain.
因为那个不是照着山上的样式来的。
Because those things were not according to the pattern on the mountain.
那个不是神发起的。
It's not something that God has started.
我想我们都跟你们讲过，我刚来美国的时候，第一堂课上课的时候
，And I share with everyone the very first class that I attended.
我自己知道我的数学很好，我对我的数学也很有信心。
And I knew my math was very well. I have a full confidence in it.
我第一次的数学 homework， 我觉得我做的是 perfect， 是完全的。
And I felt the homework that I submitted was perfect.
结果发回来，我全部都错了。
And then when it came back, I was all wrong.
因为老师讲的那几题是不要做的，我是回家做那几题啊。
Because the problem that were assigned were the exact problems that I did not do.
那美国什么都怪，对不对
？Everything is kind of weird in America.
我们在台湾，我不晓得中国怎么样。老师念的那几题都是要做的嘛。
And the problems that the teacher mentioned are the problems that you need to go home and do.
结果英文也不太好，也没有太注意到老师念的那几题是不要做的。
And I wasn't paying attention the numbers that he was identifying were the numbers that we don't need to do.
我做得这么好。
I did such a great job.
老师也都说你做得很好。
And the teacher said you did a great job.
但是他不给我分数。
But he didn't give me any points.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们那天去交账的时候才发现，那个痛苦是太可怕的事情。
That day when we settled account with the Lord, it would be a tragic thing.
今天早上我们讲过说，主耶稣给我们立了一个这么好的榜样。
We said the Lord set a wonderful example.For us this morning.
若是可行，求你这样啊，求你把杯撤去。
If it is possible, let the cup be removed from me.
然而，不要照着我的意思，只要照着你的意思。
But yet not my will, but your will be done.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
弟兄姊妹啊，主在这里说，只凭着自己不能做什么。
And the Lord said, the Son by himself cannot do anything.
唯有看见父所做的，只才能做。
Only what he sees the Father does, he's able to do.
父所做的，只怎么样？都忘记了，照样做，对不对
？The Father does, the Son does likewise.
一个是不能做，一个是才能做，一个是照样做。
One is he cannot do things that he's able to do, and he does likewise.
你不要以为说要完全顺服神是不可能的事情。
And you would probably say in your heart that obey God completely is a very difficult thing.
弟兄姊妹，让我们重视这件事情。
But let's pay attention to this.
你不能说，我顺服50%就好了。
You can't say, I'll just obey 50% of the time.
我记得有一次，我们家四个人到墨西哥。 去呢，好几年以前。
I remember my family of four went down to Mexico at one time.
我们跨过墨西哥边界以前，就问我儿子，你们在学校学 Spanish， 学西班牙文，到那边去可不可以讲话？
Right before we crossed the border, I asked my son, "Do you guys been taking Spanish at school? Are you able to communicate when we go down there?"
我大儿子说他记得百分，他会认得 every other words.
And David said he knows every other word.
每隔一个字他会认得。
Every other word he would recognize.
那是要命的，对不对？
That would kind of kill you already.
前面如果是悬崖，人家写 Do not enter， 他说 Do enter.
If we come to a cliff and the sign says Do not enter, then he would translate it as Do enter.
因为第二个是 not， 他不认识。
Because he doesn't understand the word not.
还是弟兄姊妹啊，我们在顺服神的事情上不能马虎的。
When it's in obeying the things of God, we cannot be casual.
当我们不照着山上样式的时候，不仅仅我们人生出乱子。
When we're not doing things according to the pattern on the mount, everything will go wrong in our life.
所有不是本于神的。
And all the things that is not of God.
所有不是照着神旨意的生活和行事。
And all the lifestyle is not according to the standard of God.
弟兄姊妹，那一天都不能够带到永世里面去。
It will not be brought into eternity.
这是一件严肃的事情、啊。
It's a solemn matter.
我们今生在地上其实是非常短暂的。
And our lives are very short on earth.
有人说神的儿女们在地上是王子训练班。
And people would say that Christians on earth are as those who are the prince who are being trained.
在这里只是受训。
And we are just being trained.
将来在永世里面要做王。
In eternity, we are all to be kings.
今天当兵是训练。
And today, we are trained as soldiers.
养兵千日用于一时，有一天要上战场。
We train and groom the soldiers so one day they may enter into the battlefield.
今天我们在地上是写一本书的序言而已。
And we're writing a prelude to a book.
整本书的内容在永世里面要继续下去的。
The entire content of the book will continue in eternity.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们今天存一块钱。
Brothers and sisters, we save a dollar.
神在永世里面给我们存着千万块钱。
And God in eternity has stored up for us thousands of dollars.
我们今天在时间上，在爱上，在奉献上，我们对神的摆上。
And the times and the love that we put forth for the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，神都为我们存留在天上。
God has kept it in heaven for us.
所以我们今天在地上第一件事情就是到底我们是不是 of Him.
So today, one thing we need to pay attention to is whether it's of Him or not.
我们是不是照着神的旨意在生活？
Are we living according to the will of God?
我们做的这些决定是不是出于神的？
The decisions that we make, is it of Him?
甚至连我在这里的生命的表现，我生命的源头到底是基督的生命还是我旧造的生命？
Even the manifestation of my life, is it the life of Christ or is it the life of the old creation?
所以这是我们讲的第一个要 of Him 很重要的事情。
The very first thing we talked about, it must be of Him. It's very important.
不仅仅讲到我们一生的果效。
And not only talk about the fruit and the labor of this life.
不仅仅讲到我们永世里面的结局。
And the end that we see at eternity.
其实它也决定影响了我们今生生活的品质和我们里面的满足。
And it would definitely impact the quality.And the satisfaction that we have in this life.
那今天早上因为时间的限制，我仓促结束。
And because of the limitation of time, I came to an end very quickly.
你看会幕照着山上的样式盖好了。
And when the tabernacle has been built according to the pattern on the mount.
圣殿照着神指头所画出来的样式造好了。
And the temple has been erected according to what God has designed.
马上发生的一件事情。
And what has happened immediately.
耶和华的荣光充满了整个会幕。
The glory of the Lord fills the entire tabernacle.
耶和华的荣光光充满了整个圣所。
And God's glory has filled the temple.
弟兄姊妹，今天在你我的身上也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, in your life and my life is the same way.
我们乃是神的殿，神的灵住在我们里面。
We are the temple of the Lord. His spirit dwells in us.
当我们今天顺从圣灵而行的时候。
And as we obey the Holy Spirit and do accordingly.
就是生命和平安，神用喜乐平安充满我们。
As life and peace, joy, the Lord will fill us with His joy. 所以
不要以为顺服神是一件牺牲，是一个受苦的事情。
Do not think obeying God is a sacrifice, something that you need to go through suffering and pain.
哎呀，我真的求神开我们的眼睛。
I really pray that God would open our eyes.
让我们看见十字架是一个荣耀的道路。
That we would see that the cross is a glorious path.
顺服神是一个蒙福的路。
Obeying God is a blessed path.
太重要了啊。
It's very important.
那今天晚上我们要讲第二件重要的事情。
And tonight we're going to talk about the second important thing.
叫做依靠他。
It's by Him.
by Him, 借着他或是through him,
by him or through him.
弟兄姊妹，这太重要。我们刚刚念师姊妹已经 带我们念过哥罗西书第一章，我们还是要读。
We want to read again Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章十六节到十七节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 and 17. We read it earlier during our worship session.
在这里讲到万有都是靠他造的。
All things are created by him.
无论是天上的地上的人看见的不能看见的或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的一概都是借着他造的又是为他造的。
Whether all things in heaven, on earth, or under the earth, all powers, authority, dominions are all created by him and for him.
他是万有之先万有也是靠他而立。
He is the beginning of all things, and all things were established by him.
弟兄姊妹在这段的经文里面讲到不仅仅整个万有的创造是为着他。
And this portion of scripture not only declares that all things were created for him,
今天你我存在地上唯一的一个目的在神的眼中。
Today, your existence, my existence, the sole purpose in the eyes of God.
必须为着神的荣耀。
It must be for the glory of God.
换句话说，如果今天你我活着不是为着神的荣耀。
In other words, if today you and I live not for the glory of God.
我们在这地上是白占地图，是不需要活的。
Then we wasted the space that we occupy. We do not need to live.
是神的怜悯把我们的气息留下来。
It is the mercy of God has kept you and gave you breath.
给我们机会悔改。
It gives you the opportunity to repent.
给我们机会来有份于神伟大的计划。
To give us an opportunity to be a partakers of His glorious plan.
不然，当我们失去了这个目的的时候，神很可以把我们取掉的。
Or else when we lose sight of this purpose, God can very easily remove us.
你们都买过笔，对不对？
You guys all purchased pen.
如果你买了一支笔，怎么写都写不出来。
If you bought this pen, no matter how you try to write with it, you can't write anything.
不小心它碰了麻油了。或者碰到掉在地上了，你发现你写不出来了。
Either you dirty the tip, or you drop it on the ground, you feel.
它已经失去了我们买它造它的目的。
It's lost its function, the reason why we purchased it.
我从小到大不知道已经丢过上百支笔了。
I've thrown away hundreds of pens.
有的是用完了，有的是已经不能再用了。
Sometimes I've used it to consume the ink, other times it just doesn't work.
弟兄姊妹，整个万有是造为着神的荣耀而造的。
Brothers and sisters, all creation were created for the glory of God.
早上我们读到启示录的时候，说到整个万有是为着神的旨意被造的。
And we read this morning in Revelation that all things were created according to God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，你跟我。
Brothers and sisters, you and I,
包括每一个你啊,
according to it's every single one of you,
我们是为着神的荣耀被造的。
We were created for God's glory.
今天气息还留在我们里面。
Today we still have breath.
神是把机会留给我们，让我们能够看见，起来为神荣耀而活着。
God wants to give us chance to rise up in the sea to live for His glory.
啊，万有是为他造的，又是借着他造的。
All things were created for Him and created by Him.
整个万有，你所有看得见的
，all creation, everything you can see,
看不见的
，everything that you cannot see,
都是借着他造的。
They were all created by him.
而且万有是靠着他而立住了。
And they were established through him.
啊，希伯来书告诉我们说，他用他全能的命令托住万有。
And Hebrew tells us that by his power he upholds all things.
他把整个宇宙创造出来。
He created the entire universe.
然后用他全能的命令来稳住这个他所造的万有。
And according to the power of his word, he has uphold all things.
哎，弟兄姊妹，我们在座很多都是学科学的，你要知道这是大事情啊。
And we're all scientists here, and we know this is a great thing here.
你要达到一个尖峰的一个境界，那是一件不容易的事情。
And to come to a pinnacle, to come to It's a very difficult thing.
而你要达到了以后能够一直维持着，那是一件更了不起的事情。
And when you come to the pinnacle, the highest point, and sustain that position is even more difficult.
整个宇宙这么浩这么浩瀚这么伟大。
And the magnitude of this universe, how great, how immense.
先不要管整个宇宙，光管我们小小的地球和太阳系。
Forget about the universe, just think about the Earth and the solar system.
弟兄姊妹，如果神不是用他的伟大，用他全能的命令托住的话。
If God does not uphold this solar system with His power and with His might,
神如果没有造地心吸力，没有造引力的话，我们今天都不知道飞到哪里去了。
If God did not ordain gravity and create gravity, we don't know where we would be.
啊，你们现在坐的都很舒服哈，有人坐的都快睡着了。
You're all sitting very well. Some of you are falling asleep.
你知道我十几年前，我那次我出差，我还在世界工作的时候，有一天我出差到德国去。
When I was still working, one time I took a trip to Germany.
啊，我在法兰克福下了飞机，我要到 Düsseldorf 去。
I left
Frankfurt
and was going to another place.
啊，有一个生在德国、长在德国的一个土德国，不是土德国，一个德国人来接我。
There was a German that came and picked me up.
哦、我问他说要到丢塞德夫要多远
And I asked him how long does it take me to get to Frankfurt、
哦、他说很快不到两个小时
So not very long, it's only about 2 hours
然后我就跟他上了他的车子
And I got on his car
你知道德国的 highway 有些地方叫 Autobahn 是没有 speed limit 是没有时速限制的
And there's the Autobahn exists in German that it has no speed limit when you drive along that lane
所以他一上了 highway 以后
So once he got on that lane
他真的就是 zoom 就这样冲过去
And he just accelerated and zoom and went
然后我就回头看他的那个表
And then I looked at his speedometer
时速230公里
230 kilometers per hour
大概等于我们的美国的140 mile per hour
Approximately 140 miles an hour
然后那个车子都开始晃了我都抓着把子
And the car began to wave and I had to hold on to the car
我说你为什么要开这么快
So why are you driving so fast?
他说我一点都不快啊
I'm not very fast
他说我的车子 maximum 只能到230公里
The maximum speed is 140 miles an hour
换句话说如果他不是开 Volkswagen 他是开 Benz 或是 Porsche 的话他可能开更快啊
If he wasn't driving a Volkswagen he was driving a better car he'd probably gone faster
230公里的时速就连140 mile 我已经受不住了整个人就觉得车子 快破掉了
And 140 miles an hour I can't sustain that speed already
你知道吗今天如果没有地心吸力拖住我们你知道我们地球自转的速度是多少
If gravity is not holding us do you know what is the spinning rate of the earth
我昨天请我儿子上网络帮我查
I asked my son to go online and to look for the answer for me
那查完了以后呢是时速1070 mile等于1500公里一个小时 1000 mile per hour
There you go
弟兄姊妹你坐过一个车子1000 mile per hour 一个时速1000公里的有没有不是 1000 mile 的
Have you gone on something that is moving at 1000 miles an hour
我相信如果现在神真的把地心吸力吸掉的话不是除掉的话我们在座每一个人都醒了怎么房子动这么快
And if God would take away the gravity of the earth all of a sudden we'd be moving at that rate
这不过是一个地球的自转而已
This is but the self-spinning that earth has to sustain itself
你不要忘了地球还在绕着太阳转
Not forgetting that earth is spinning around the sun
你知道整个地球绕着太阳转的速度是多快吗每个小时
Do you know what is the speed of the earth spinning around the sun?
除了 Aaron 以外其他人可以回答
Anybody 有没有知道 else other than Aaron?
Anthony, 你知道你现在多快吗
Anthony, do you know how fast you're moving right now?
知不知道我们现在多快的速度正在绕着太阳跑
How fast are we rotating around the sun?
每小时67000 mile
67000 miles per hour
等于10万公里一个小时啊弟兄姊妹100,000
miles per hour.
No, kilometer.
Of 1,000 kilometers per hour.
弟兄姊妹啊你知道吗如果神不拖住的话
If God does not sustain us,
今天地上没有一个生物可以存在
Not one living thing can exist.
神用他全能的命令拖住万有
With the word of his power and might, he upholds all things.
他不仅仅用他的话创造了宇宙说有就有命地就立
Not only did he create all things by his words, he said and it is so.
他用他全能的命令把整个万有稳住
But by the power of his word, he upholds all things.
今天地上的人在这里说没有神神在天上嗤笑他们
And there are those on earth that said there is no God and God laughs
哎呀使徒行传十七章告诉我们他将生命气息万物赐给万人
Acts chapter 17 says he gives life breath and all things to men
他预先定准了他们的连线和所住的疆界
and has determined their predestined preappointed times and boundaries of their dwelling
我们的生活动作存留都在乎他
so that they should live, move, and exist for him.
弟兄姊妹有没有为着你今天晚上能吃一顿饭我现在还坐在这里我们感谢过神
Have you thanked God for the ability to have a meal tonight and sit here tonight?
我们所有的生活动作存留我们的气息我们的疆界我们一切一切都在他的管理底下
All of our being, all of our movement, all of our breath, all of our boundaries are under his control.
神要取去我们太容易了
It's very easy for God to remove us.
神其实也早就可以结束解决掉那些不为他活着的生命
And God can very easily put an end to those lives that are not living for him.
但是神怜悯我们
But yet God had mercy.
所以路加福音讲到那个无知的财主
And a gospel according to Luke speaks of that
他整天想的就是我要怎么赚更多的钱
The rich man, his great possession. Every day he thinks about how much he can earn.
他整天想的就是我要怎么样享受我的人生
And he's thinking every day, how do I enjoy my life?
我要怎么样子好好过得快乐
How do I live more happily?
神说无知的财主
God said, you foolish man.
如果我今天晚上就取掉你的命的话
Tonight I take your breath.
你所有得着的你要归给谁呢
All that you possess, who would it go to?
雅各也提醒我们
Jacob also reminded us.
今天明天我要怎么样，我要到哪个地方去。
James also reminded us, today I will do this and do that and where I will go.
我要在那里住一年，我要做买卖，我要做这个，我要做那个。
I'm going to live there for a year, I'm going to do business, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
雅各说，其实明天如何你们都不知道的。
James said, you do not know of your tomorrow.
我们整个人的生命像一片云，出现少时就不见了。
Our lives but a vapor, it appears for a little bit.
他说，凡是这样子狂傲， 向神骄傲的都是恶的。
And he said, all those who boast in such a way are evil.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是要在主的面前谦卑，我今天能够活着。
Friends, sister, we all need to humble before God. Today, I can still live.
神的怜悯。
God's mercy.
但以理书第五章有一个这么明显的故事。
Daniel chapter 5 has a very clear illustration.
当加勒底王这个伯沙撒在那里庆功的时候，
And Belshazzar, when he was celebrating,
我们今天晚上年夜饭大家吃的这个还不过瘾，对不对？
And this New Year's Eve meal, I think everybody hasn't fully enjoyed it yet.
那个王的宴席，1000个人，他所有的王后、妃子、大臣一起来欢乐。
But the feast of the king, all of the wives and concubines, all of his lords were there celebrating.
哎呀，这个人喝酒喝的这个忘了他自己，不认识他自己了。
And he's gone to the point, he drank so much, he's forgotten about himself, he did not know who he was.
他们叫他们去把他的祖父尼布甲利沙从耶路撒冷所掳去圣殿里面给神用的器皿拿出来喝酒用。
He commanded that the holy vessel that were taken from Jerusalem, that was taken captive by his father, King Nebuchadnezzar, to be brought to the party and to be used. And when they brought in the vessels of gold and silver, they were using it. All of a sudden, the words appear on the wall.
弟兄姊妹，加勒底那时候是加勒巴比伦帝国。
And Chaldean was the center of the kingdoms at that time.
他不是只是一个国家的国王。
He's not just merely a king of a particular nation.
整个巴比伦大帝国的盟主。
And he is the king, the Lord over the entire land of Babylon.
当神的指头在墙壁上写字的时候，
the hand of God begins to write on the wall.
他整个脸色变了，
and his countenance changed.
圣经上说，从他腰骨以下，整个骨节好像散掉了。
And the scripture says that the hip bones came loose.
他两个膝盖撞在那边，没有办法停下来，他吓坏了。
His knees began to knock against one another. He was terrified.
到底写的什么？
What was written?
他把他们所有的术士叫来，他说只要任何人能够想告诉我他上面写的什么。
He brought all the soothsayers and all the wise men and said, whoever can tell me what is written on the wall,
我一定让他穿上紫袍，戴上金链，在我全国里面位居第三。
I will clothe him in purple, I'll put a necklace on him, and he will be the third ruler in my nation.
没有一个人能够讲得出是什么来。
No one can tell him what was written.
弟兄姊妹，但以理被带进来了。
And then Daniel was brought.
王跟他讲同样的话，你只要能够告诉我，我让你身穿紫袍，头戴项链，位居第三。
And the king promised Daniel the exact same reward if he could tell him what was written.
但以理连看都不看这些礼物。
And Daniel didn't even gaze upon these gifts.
他说这些东西你留着，你送给别人。
Daniel said, you keep them, you give it to someone else.
但是神的话我必须告诉你。
But the word of God, I will tell you.
你明明知道。
You know very well.
你明明知道他是神。
You know very well that he is God.
你明明知道至高者在国中掌权。
You know that the Most High reigns in your kingdom.
但是你却不知道降卑。
Yet you do not know how to humble yourself.
你没有将荣耀归给那这个手中握有你气息管理你生活行动的神。
You did not give glory unto the God who holds your breath and directs your being.
然后底下他说，我告诉你上面写什么。
And then I will tell you what is written on the wall.
然后你摆在天平上，就显出你的亏欠。
You have been weighted on the balance, and you've been shown wanting.
你的国度到此为止。
Your kingdom ends here.
弟兄姊妹，你去读圣经，底下就说的当夜。
And the scripture is very clear. It says that very night,
整个加勒底帝国被马代取代了。
And the entire Chaldean, the land of Chaldean, were taken over by the Medes.
当天晚上，伯沙撒王就被杀了。
That very night, King Belshazzar was slain.
弟兄姊妹，至高者在人的国中掌权。
The Most High reigns in the kingdom.
我们这么伟大的神，他其实管理万有。
Our awesome God, he controls all things.
不仅仅万有被他管理。
Not only all things are controlled by him.
万国被他管理。
All nations are controlled by him. All people are in his hand.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我的生命气息、动作、存留，我们的疆界都在乎他呀。
But sister, you, myself, our breath, our boundaries are all in him.
我们今天住在一起，我们 在 Silicon Valley， 弟兄姊妹都不是偶然的。
We are here together in the Silicon Valley as brother and sister is not by chance.
我们还有多少日子我们都不知道。
How many more days we still have, we do not know.
那我们求神帮助我们。
We ask God would help us.
所以第一面我们要从外面来认识什么叫做依靠他。
And the very first aspect we need to understand from the outward things, what is to rely on him.
万有是凭着主的命今天还存留。
Well, all things exist and are sustained by the word of God.
当神说时候到了的时候。
When God says time is up.
他要将整个天地卷起来。
Heaven and earth would be rolled up.
弟兄姊妹所有的铸造的世界都要过去了。
All the old creation will pass away.
哎呀，我们要敬畏这位伟大的神。
We need to show reverence to the God.
当神说时候到的时候。
When God said time is up.
弟兄姊妹，你我的气息结束了，我们去见他。
Your breath and my breath will come to an end. We will go see him.
因为我们的生命动作存留，我们的气息，我们的疆界，我们一切所有的都在他管理底下。
Our breath, our existence, our boundaries are all under His control.
这是第一面，我们要从外面来认识啊。
This is the first fold of understanding from the outward thing.
第二方面我们来认识什么叫做依靠他。
And secondly, to understand what is to rely on him.
我相信在我们的生活里面我们都会碰到很多的困难和挑战。
I believe that in our lives we all face challenges.
我们会碰到风暴。
And we face different storms.
我们会碰到困难。
And we will face difficulties.
我们怎么样子的来依靠他。
How do we rely on him?
不光是在生活上面。
Not only in our lives.
包括在神给我们的托付神给我们的使命上面。
But pertaining to the things that the Lord has committed to us.
当我们知道了什么是 of him, 什么是出于神的是神要的。
When we know what is of God and what he wants,
那接下来我们要有来能够实现能够来满足来达到神要求的这个力量。
Then immediately we need the strength and the power to actualize what we know God wants.
所以我们需要 by him.
Then we need to do it by him.
或是 through him.
Or through him.
弟兄姊妹若不是借着主我们不可能完成的。
Let us do the Lord. We cannot accomplish it.
今天早晨我们讲 of him 的时候我讲到以西结所看见的异象。
And this morning when we talk about of him, I gave the vision that Ezekiel saw.
今天晚上我要讲 by him.
And tonight I'm going to talk about by him.
靠着他，借着他。
And by him and through him.
我也讲一个异象。
I will give you another vision.
你知道当神把摩西召出来带领百姓出埃及。
When God has called Moses to lead his people out of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹啊，我想没有一个人服事的难处比摩西大的。
I believe nobody has greater difficulty than Moses at the time.
那太辛苦的一件事情。
It was a very difficult thing.
我想爸爸在座很多做爸爸妈妈的。
I know there are many parents here.
你们都带过孩子出去玩，对不对？
You're all taking your kids out.To play.
到 Yosemite 大概四个小时，到那个 Tahoe 四个小时。
Yosemite's 4 hours, like Tahoe 4 hours of driving.
开到 San Diego 大概9个小时，开到西雅图大概15个小时。
San Diego would take about 9 hours of driving, and Seattle would take 15 hours.
当你兴致冲冲带着孩子们上车开车的时候，他们最常问的问题是什么
？And happily, you bring your kids onto the car. What is the one question that they ask you all the time?
到了没
？Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
有时候连圣何塞还没开出去，就说我们到了没
？Before we even left San Jose, they were asked, "Are we there yet?"
弟兄姊妹啊，摩西带了不是两个小家伙出去玩啊。
Moses did not just take 2 small children with him.
他带了300万个。
He took 3 million people with him.
那不是几个小时的车程，是40年啊。
It was 40 years of journey.
一路上不光小孩子问，大人也问 ，Are we there yet?
Everybody was asking, not only the children, but the adults. They were all asking, are we there yet?
尤其路上碰到不顺利的时候，他们气得要死。他说我们回去了。
Even when things, particularly when things are not according to their needs, they get angry and they say, let's go back.
还好我两个孩子都很顺服，他们从来没有在我开车的时候哭说爸爸我要回家了。
And I thank God for my 2 sons that they never wept in the car and said, Dad, I want to go home when they're...unhappy.
不然你开到一半，他们已经一直哭了，说爸爸我要回家，你一定气得想回家，对不对？
But you're halfway there and they were crying and crying and say, Dad, I want to go home. You'd probably be angry enough to just take them home.
哎呀，这三百万个人一路上埋怨啊，生气啊，我们在埃及多好，你为什么带我们出来？
These 3 million people, they're complaining, they're angry, oh, how good it was for us to be in Egypt. Why did you bring us out of there?
我们在这里饿得要死，在埃及有火锅。
We're hungry, we're starving, and in Egypt there's hot pot.
我们在这边渴得要死，在埃及有西瓜。
We're thirsty here, and there's melons in Asia.
麻辣淡而无味，在埃及的东西有蒜有葱啊。
Man,
我们山东人听了就想回去了。
And there's onion, there's garlic in Egypt.
哎，弟兄姊妹一路上都是埋怨。
The whole way they were complaining.
啊，这个苦过不去的时候，埋怨不够，还哭，对不对
？And there's not enough for them to complain. They started to cry.
民数记第四章，他们为了要肉吃，他说个人站在个人帐篷的门口一起哭啊。
Numbers 14, they all wanted meat to eat. They all stood at the gate of their tent and they just wept out loud.
啊，今天如果有难处，这个我们中间有一个家在这边哭了，我们全部还可以安慰他。
And some particular family is crying here today because they are facing difficulties.
300,000个家，每一个家都站在门口一起哭，你说怎么办
？3 million families, they all stand at their own very front door and start weeping. What would you do?
埋怨哭，到最后呢，拿石头打人，对不对
？Complaining, crying, and at the end they would pick up rocks and throw it at each other.
我想不是神保护摩西，摩西早就被石头打死，不知道多少次。
Unless God has guarded Moses, Moses would be stoned long ago.
所以摩西到最后说：“主啊，管你这个百姓的重任，我不能当，你取掉我的性命算了。”
And then Moses finally said, "Lord, I cannot bear such a burden. Just take away my life."
用今天的话叫做 "Mission Impossible."
And according to today's words, it is "Mission Impossible."
而且不可能完成的使命。
It's something that cannot be done.
而且他不是年轻人，像邦彦弟兄这么年轻、啊。
And he's not a young man like Uncle Ben here anymore.
他已经80岁了。
He is 80 years old.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，这个使命多难。
But sister, how difficult is this commission?
尤其在那40年的里面，他在米甸旷野里面都跟那些羊妹妹在一起。
Particularly 40 days.He was in the land of the Midians and with all the sheep and the lamb.
你再伟大的雄心壮志都被磨得光光光光。
How great your ambition might be, through those 40 years, it'll probably be gone.
我们到过以色列就知道那个牧羊人其实是很辛苦的。
Anybody who's gone to Israel and know all the shepherds, they actually have a very hard time.
他们在野地放羊是完全没有遮盖的。
When they are,
常常一片旷野里面一棵树都没有。
They take their flocks out to open sky. There's not even a single tree.
下雨就跟着就被雨淋的。
When it is raining, they're in the midst of the pouring rain.
太阳晒就是被晒的。
When the sun is blazing, they just sit under the sun.
弟兄姊妹，这个人在王宫里面长大，头40年，他就是学会了埃及一切的学问。
And this person spent the very first 40 years of his life in Egypt. He learned all of his knowledge.
他什么事情他都觉得他可以做。
And everything he thinks that he can do.
圣经上使徒行传第七章说到他去救他百姓的时候
Acts chapter 7 says when he went to deliver his people
他认为说他的弟兄应该知道是神差派他来救他们
He says that he said that he thought that his brothers should know that he was sent by God
他充满了信心觉得你们应该知道我是你们的救星
He was full of confidence he knows that you should know that I'm here to deliver you
可是弟兄们不知道
Yet his brethren did not know
而且不领情
And they did not even
所以他吓得跑到旷野里面在米甸旷野40年
And so he ran into the wilderness for 40 years
神彻彻底底让这个骄傲自信的人在主的面前被折服下来
And God has caused this person who is full of self-confidence to surrender
所以过了40年当神呼召他出来的时候
After 40 years in the wilderness God called him again
他就再三推迟他不肯干这件事
And once and twice he would say God I don't want to do this
40年前神没叫他去他都去
40 years ago God did not call him he was willing to go
40年前别人不知道，他都自己知道神，你们都应该知道神叫我来救你们。
Others did not know, yet he knew that he was the deliverer.
可能40年以后，神怎么叫他去，他都不去。
But 40 years more in the wilderness, no matter how God talked to him, he didn't want to go.
因为他真的知道我没有办法。
Because he really knew that he could not do it.
但是弟兄姊妹，就在这样子的一个局面的底下
，And in such a circumstance,
神让摩西看见一个异象。
God allowed Moses to see a vision.
神把他带到旷野里面
God brought him into the wilderness.
他突然看见荆棘在那里焚烧
All of a sudden he saw a thorn bush that was on fire.
更准确的说就是有火在荆棘里面燃烧
And more accurately there's fire in the midst of the thorn bush.
然后荆棘却没有被烧着
Yet the thorn bush was not consumed.
然后耶和华神在荆棘中对他说话
Yet the Lord spoke to him in the midst of the thorn bush.
神对摩西说你所站的地方是圣地要把你的鞋子脱下来
The Lord said to Moses, the ground that you're standing on is holy ground. Take off your sandals.
弟兄姊妹神那天把摩西带去你们看这个异象到底要告诉他什么
And what do you say? What is it that God wanted to tell Moses when he showed Moses the vision?
弟兄姊妹啊，就像我们今天在服侍的，在这个使命托付上面。
But it's just like we are serving today in the commission that we have received from the Lord.
我们早上听到的大使命是什么？
And this morning we heard what is the great commission.
我们今天在神家里面，神可能教会里面也把一些托付交给我们。
In God's house, maybe the Lord has given you certain responsibility.
有的时候我们被圣灵感动，我们愿意把自己献身给神，为神而活着。
When we're moved by the Holy Spirit, we're willing to offer up our lives and live for God.
弟兄姊妹，在我们从事这些神圣的使命的时候，
and when we lay hold and when we start ministering to these holy callings,
我们真正要来侍奉神的话，
when we really want to serve the Lord,
神怎样把这个火焰的异象向摩西显现，
how God has shown Moses the vision of this thorn bush on fire,
我们每一个人也需要来认识它。
We all need to come and understand it.
其实在旷野里面，荆棘因为干旱热到一个地步，它很容易烧起来。
In the wilderness, because of the dry heat, it's very easy for a thorn bush to catch on fire.
摩西在旷野里面四十年，他看多了。
Moses 40 years in the wilderness, he probably seen it very often.
啊，火就先从小火烧起。
It starts with a very, very small ember.
然后因为荆棘都是干的。
And because the thorn bush are completely dried up.
所以这个火就把荆棘给烧起来，就越烧越旺，成为大火。
And the fire would begin to grow and consume the entire thorn bush and becomes a great fire.
摩西看得太多了。
Moses seen that very often.
但是那天为什么这个异象吸引摩西呢？
But that day, this vision captured him.
为什么摩西说我要过去看这个大异象呢？他把它称为大异象。
And Moses said, I'm going to go and see this great sign.
就是那个火烧了，但是荆棘却完全没有着。
It's the fire is burning, but the thorn bush remain intact.
这是对他来说是不可思议的一件事情。
To him, he cannot understand this.
而当他过去的时候，
and time passed,
他又发现一件更惊讶的事情。
And he finds something more marvelous.
耶和华神居然在荆棘中对他说话。
But the Lord God spoke to him through the middle of the thorn bush.
那我们要了解这个异象到底指的是什么？
And what is this sign pointing to?
为什么神差遣摩西以前要让他看见这个异象呢？
Why is it that God has God wanted Moses to see the sign before he called him.
这个异象对摩西来说是一个关键性的异象。
And this sign is a critical point in Moses' life.
这个异象也对我们今天所有侍奉主的人来说是一个关键性的异象。
And it's also a very, very critical vision for all of us who are serving the Lord today.
我想圣经给了我们一把钥匙，让我们来明白这个异象。
The Bible has given us a key to understand this vision.
在这个我们没有时间去读它啊。
We don't have time to read it in detail right now.
那么在生命记里面。
And Deuteronomy
33章16节
Chapter 33 verse 16
当摩西晚年他在那里作歌他快要离世了
And he's at the end of his age and he's about to lead the world
他为以色列十二个支派祝福
And he blessed the 12 tribes of Israel
在他的祷告里面
And in this prayer
有一句话非常强烈地抓住了我
There was a word that captured me very strongly
让我就明白了出埃及记第三章的意象到底指的是什么
Then I understood what is the vision that he saw in Exodus chapter 3
他说那住在荆棘中的上主啊
He said, the Lord Most High who dwells in the midst of the thorn bush.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹，这个意象太伟大了。
And this vision is great and immense.
荆棘说到我们这个人铸造亚当堕落生命的本性。
The thorn bush speaks of the nature of the fallen man, the fallen race, the Adam race.
荆棘充满了刺。
And the thorn bush is full of thorns.
我们的本性里面就是充满了刺。
Our nature is full of thorns.
我们非常容易叫别人受到伤害的。
And we can cause harm to others.
而荆棘是低贱没有价值的。
And thorn bushes are very lowly. They have no value whatsoever.
而荆棘它是盘地而生，它整个所生活的范围和境界是属地，是属土的。
And they grow and they hover right over the ground. They're alive as of the earth. They belong to the ground.
所以圣经里面荆棘是形容我们旧造犯罪生命最典型的一个代表。
And the thorn bush or the thorns is the best example that the scripture uses.
当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，神说地受咒诅，地要长出荆棘和蒺藜来。
To describe our lives, and when Adam and Eve were cursed, the Lord says.The earth shall come forth thorns.
这都是犯罪生命里面所出来的东西。
And this is something that comes out of a sinful life.
但是摩西那天看见了。
And that day Moses saw it.
他亲自听见耶和华在荆棘中对他说话。
He heard the voice of God speaking to him through the thorn bush.
所以他晚年他形容神的时候。
So at the end of his days, he described God.
他用了一句我非常喜欢的话，叫做住在荆棘中的上主。
And he said, the Lord Most High who dwells in the midst of the thorn bush.
圣经上有很多神的名字我都好喜欢。
And there are many, many names.Of the Lord that I like.
我们讲过以便以谢、以马内利、以利沙代，对不对
？Ebenezer，
没有关系，没有关系啊。名为雅各的神。
And it's called the God of Jacob.
雅各多坏啊。
And Jacob is so corrupt.
神却肯称为雅各的神。
Yet God is be willing to call himself the God of Jacob.
哎呀，他是我们罪人的神。
He is the God of sinners.
而这是你用一个这么美的名字住在荆棘中的上主。
And such a beautiful name, the Lord Most High who dwells in the midst of the
thorn bush. 这是摩西整个服事里面他太需要的意象。
And this is the vision that Moses needs the most in the midst of all his services.
他感觉神跟他同在。
He knows that God is with him.
而第二方面，这个意象告诉我们
，And secondly, this vision tells us,
火在那里烧，却没有烧着荆棘。
The fire is burning, yet the thorn is not consumed.
整个圣洁的火焰，圣洁的火，它完全不借照，不借助我们旧造的生命和本质。
This holy fire does not dwell and live off of this old life.
凡火大跟小，受荆棘多跟少来决定。
And ordinary fire depends on the magnitude or the size of the thorn bush.
对不对？荆棘越多，它火烧得越大。
The bigger the thorn, the fire grows bigger.
荆棘越小，火烧得越小。
The smaller the thorn, the smaller the fire.
而这个意象不一样，火烧完全不用荆棘。
Yet this vision is completely different. The fire is burning, yet it is not using the thorn as fuel.
弟兄姊妹，讲到神圣的使命，神圣的见证，神不要我们旧造的肉体啊。
This holy commission.God does not need the old creation.
这叫做 by him.
This is called by him.
这叫做 through him.
This is through him.
不是说我们力量不够了，主，你给我一点力量。
Not to say, oh Lord, I don't have enough strength. Give me a little more of your strength.
基督来不是来修饰我们的。
Christ did not come, to modify us.
基督来是来 replace, 来替代我们的。
Christ came to replace us.
以前我的大学的一个同学。
And I have a friend in college.
他是我的 roommate.
He was my roommate.
他每一次到周末的时候就回到自己的 home church, 回到自己的教会去。
Every weekend he would return back to his home church.
那礼拜一又回到教会来，回到学校来。
Monday he would come back to school.
他每次要回去以前我就看他已经累得一塌糊涂了。
And right before he leaves, I could see that he is exhausted.
那礼拜一回来的时候满脸荣光。
And Monday he comes back and is full of glory.
我后来有一次聊天的时候他就说，他说我每个周末。
And I had an opportunity to chat with him. He said every weekend.
他说我好像那个车子已经快没有油了。
It's like the car that's coming to consume most of its fuel.
我赶快开回教会去。
I would drive very quickly back to church.
我剩下最后一滴油滑进加油站。
And while I have the very last drop, I would just glide into the gas station.
然后我再重新加满了油回来给我下一个礼拜挥霍。
And I would fill up myself and then I'd come back.And continue my life.
弟兄姊妹，这可能是很多我们基督徒的生活，对不对？
But this may be exactly how we live today.
但是这不是神给我们的。
But this is not what God wants to give us.
这也不是神要我们有的情形。
This is not the condition that God wants us to have.
我记得玉成华弟兄举了一个比喻啊。
And Brother Yu once gave an example.
他说神在我们里面成为我们的供应，成为我们的力量。
God in us become our supply, becomes our strength.
不是像我们跑到加油站去加油。
It's not going to the gas station and get fueled up.
他像血液循环一样。
And he is like the circulation of the blood.
当那个心脏 pump 把血送出去以后。
When the heart is pumping and is pushing the blood through.
接着他又再送出去，他是连续的，他是持续的。
Immediately it pushes again and is continual.
他不能说送一下然后过一个礼拜再送啊。
It can't push once and then it waits another week and push again.
你快没油了再送给你。
And right when you're out of fuel, I'll give you a little bit more.
弟兄姊妹，它是持续的。
It's a continual supply.
所以神叫我们来依靠神跟神之间的关系。
And God says to rely on him has everything to do with the relationship.
神不是说哎呀我们力量不够了 ,OK, 给你一点。
It's not to say, oh, you don't have enough strength, OK, I'll give you a little more.
什么叫做 by him?
What is really by him?
就像枝子连于葡萄树一样。
Just like the branches that are connected to the vine.
枝子不能够离开葡萄树。
The branches cannot be separated from the vine.
什么时候它离开葡萄树？
Whenever the vine is, whenever the branches are separated from the vine,
它跟生命的供应切断了。
It's been severed from the supply of its life.
它跟生命的源头切断了。
It's been severed from the source of its life.
而它的结局一定枯干。
And its end is withered.
它的结局是一定不可能结果子。
Its end is that it will not bear fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是神主耶稣亲自给我们的比喻，这叫做依靠他。
This is the parable the Lord has given us is to know how to rely on him.
这是讲到这个也像树栽在溪水旁边。
And also the scripture gives an example of a tree planted by the waters.
那个水是自然的，是持续的在这里供应它。
The water is very natural, is continually supplying.
所以我们常常有人有时候这不是常常就是每次当有人送我们家盆景的时候
And whenever somebody give us a plant
我们都跟他说这棵树或这棵花一定要有受苦的心智才能进我家。
And、we say that this plant must have a determination to go through pain and trial and suffering to come into my house.
因为我们常常忙到忘了浇水了。
Because we oftentimes we're so busy we forget to water it.
最好是能够种在溪水边，我们不要去管它。
The best thing is to be planted by the water so we don't have to care for it.
它自己能够连于生命的源头，活水的源头。
It may be connected to the source of its life, the water.
其实不光 Prince 需要，我连着我们家的狗啊，我们家的人都需要。
Not even the plants, the dogs and the people in my house all need tender care.
我们跟主之间的关系是这样子的。
Our relationship with the Lord is so close.
那我今天晚上讲到这个帮助啊。
And the help that I'm talking about tonight.
我要用一段我曾经用过的圣经，但是它非常能够表达我们怎么样子在主的面前来 by Him.
I want to use a portion of scripture that I've used before to illustrate what is it to be by the Lord.
我们很快的看一段圣经啊。
Let's quickly turn to this portion of scripture.
以赛亚书四十一章。
Isaiah chapter 41.
以赛亚书四十一章
，Isaiah chapter 41,
第十节
，verse 10,
一直到第十六节
，verse 16,
我来读。
I will read it to you all.
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊惶，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。凡向你发怒的必暴愧蒙羞，与你相争的必如无有，并要灭亡。与你争竞的，你要找他也找不着；与你征战的必如同无有，成为虚无。因为我耶和华你的神必搀扶你的右手，对你说不要害怕，我必帮助你。十四节，你这从雅各和你们以色列人不要害怕，耶和华说我必帮助你，你的救赎主就是以色列的圣者。看啊，我已使你成为有快尺打量的新器具，你要把山岭打得粉碎，使冈岭如同糠坯，你要把它跛扬，风要吹去，旋风要把它刮散，你倒要以耶和华为喜乐，以以色列的圣者为夸耀。那弟兄姊妹，在这一段短短的圣经里面，三次讲到不要害怕。
Three times it mentioned do not fear.
为什么不要害怕
？Why do we not need to fear?
因为他三次都讲到神必帮助我们。
Three times the Lord says I will help you.
在这里讲到的三种的帮助。
There are three types of help.
我们甚至可以说是三种不同层次的帮助。
We can say that there are three levels of help.
我们怎么样子在人生的路上
？How are as we are walking in the journeys of life?
不光是我们生活上的困难。
Not only the difficulties that we face.
不光是我们使命上的挑战。
And the challenges that we have in our commission.
也更是在我们生命里面。我们的得胜
but even more so the victories in our life
我们都需要神来帮助我们
we need the Lord to help us
而我们怎么样子能够在这样子的这几种的情形里面
how do we go through these circumstances
我们来支取神的帮助啊
to come and lay hold of God's help
让我们真正能够 by Him, through Him 我们活出神的旨意来
that we can truly say that it is by Him and through Him that we live the will of God
在这里讲到的第一层不要害怕
the first level of help
叫我们不要害怕难处
Do not be afraid of difficulty.
在我们人生的路上都会有难处。
In our lives, we will always face difficulty.
但是神给我们的帮助是说，我必与你同在。
But the help that God gives us is that He says, "I will be with you."
我必坚固你，我必帮助你。
I will strengthen you. I will help you.
我要用我公义的右手来扶持你。
And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是讲到在我们的遭遇的里面，神亲自的来帮助我们。
And this is saying that in the midst of our encountering the difficulties.God Himself will come and help us.
那这是绝大多数基督徒常常有的经历的范围是停留在这里。
And the boundaries of our experiences for the majority of the Christian rest right here.
我们在困难里面，我们求神帮助我们。
In our difficulties, we say, Lord, help us.
弟兄姊妹，太重要了。
It's very important.
耶和华是我的帮助。
The Lord is my help.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来
？I will lift my eyes onto the mountains and see where my help
comes from. 我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Comes from the Lord who created the heaven and the earth.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我们神叫我们不要怕。
And the Lord says.Fear not,
因为我是你的神
because I am your God.
你不要惊慌
do not worry.
我是你的神
do not be dismayed. I am your God.
我必永远与你同在
I will forever be with you.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多的时候很容易害怕，对不对
？A lot of times we may fear.
这个公司 心情一不好，我们就担心被裁员。
And the financial condition of our company is not going well, we're worried about layoff.
啊，孩子一生病了，我们就担心了，会不会发生什么事情
？And our kids get ill, then we worry is something going to happen.
啊，我们自己身体一不舒服，我们就会想是不是癌症啊？已经进了过了中年了。
Our body feels a little uncomfortable, and we question is it cancer because I passed the midlife.
哎，我们很多的事情让我们害怕。
And there are many things that cause us fear.
但是主在这里告诉我们不要害怕。
As the Lord says.Fear not.
因为我们的神跟我们同在。
Because the Lord our God is with us.
不要惊慌。
Do not be dismayed.
因为我是你的神。
Because I am your God.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
Brothers and sisters, if we really know whom we have believed in.
如果我们也真知道神已经把他儿子的名赐给我们，你就晓得我们多伟大。
If we really know that God has given us the name of his son, we know how great we are.
那诗篇二十篇第七节第八节说，有人靠车，有人靠马，我们却要提到耶和华我们神的名，对不对？
Psalm 20 says, some will rely on horses, some will rely on chariots, but we will rely on the name of the Lord.
我们自己有时主的名我们自己都不了解。
A lot of times we don't understand the name of the Lord.
但是鬼都怕死了。
Yet demons fear this name.
当我们一提到神的名。
Every time we mention the name of the Lord.
圣经上说他们都退后跌倒。
So they would draw back and fall.
我们却起来立得正直。
And we can rise up and stand upright.
但弟兄姊妹你看我们常常相反哦。
A lot of times it's backwards.
啊，看到鬼是谁怕鬼。
And we see demons, who's afraid of demons?
那明明是鬼该怕我们，结果我们都怕鬼。
He should be afraid of us, yet we're afraid of him.
晚上起来都要看看后面乌漆麻黑的有没有人哈。
We get up in the middle of the night, we look around and see if anybody's following us.
我跟你说，我五岁，我印象中五六岁的时候，跟我哥哥半夜上厕所，就是两个一起手牵手唱需要耶稣，需要耶稣去上厕所啊。
I share with everyone that when I was five, every time we go in the bathroom in the middle of the night, I would hold hands with my brother and said, "I need Jesus, I need Jesus."
我们都怕。
And we're afraid.
那中国人呢，对所有怕的都加一个老，对不对
？And Chinese will always add this character.
在学校怕老师。
And in school they would be afraid of teachers.
到了公司怕老板。
And when they go to work they'd be afraid of their boss.
回到家怕老婆。
And when they come home they would be afraid of their wife.
那以前有一个很怕老婆的人，这个太太逼着他在他这个书桌上面，这个墙壁上贴的，我怕太太。
And this one time this guy his wife forced him to put up a sign, I'm afraid of my wife.
所以他那些朋友也是来笑他，他太太不在。
So his friends come and mocked him when his wife wasn't there.
他说：“你不要这样读嘛，你这样子读。”
So don't read it this way, read it the other way.
太太怕我。
My wife's afraid of me.
那是只有太太不在的时候，他才敢这样讲。
But only when his wife's not around, he dares to do that.
每一个老都怕。
And it doesn't work for English.
怕老虎，那姊妹还怕老鼠，对不对
？And we're afraid of tigers. We're afraid of mice.
我想念是怕老鼠胜过怕老虎。
I think Sister Nancy's afraid of mice more so than tigers.
啊，以前我在读大学的时候。
And one time when I was in college.
有一次暑假，所有弟兄之家的弟兄们都回家了。
And summertime, all the brothers from the same house went home.
啊，只剩下我跟隔壁一个香港来的乔生，他叫宝宝。
And I was with my roommate named 宝宝。
他比我大三岁。
He was three years older than me.
啊，半夜我睡到一半，我突然听到他在房间尖叫的，救命啊！真的是尖叫啊
！Middle of the night, he starts screaming, "Save me!"
啊，我冲起来，我就冲到他房间去了。
And I woke up and I ran into his room.
一只蟑螂。
And there was a cockroach.
哇，他跟一只蟑螂，他就吓得叫救命！你看有这种人。
Single roach, he was screaming, "Save me!"
啊，台湾的蟑螂是很凶啊，有时候会脚趾甲被它咬掉一块肉，你们被咬过没有？
And the roaches in Taiwan are very ferocious. They would actually take a bite out of your toe.
我不晓得台湾的这些蟑螂、老鼠为什么都这么厉害。有一次我是参加夏令会，半夜睡到一半就听到蚊帐旁边有声音啊。
And one time when I was in Taiwan in the middle of summer conference, I heard that there was a noise right next to me.
我那时候才十六七岁，我就起来一看，我那个蚊帐里面有只老鼠出不去，在里面一直跳。
And I was 16, 17 years old. I guess right inside my kind of like a tent.There was a rat that was trying to get out. I couldn't get out.
那时候我就拉起来让它出去了。
So I lifted up the curtain or the skirt to let it out.
然后我们那个宝宝半夜为了一只蟑螂叫救命，你看。
And then my roommate 宝宝 for the sake of a roach, he would rise up and scream, "Help me!"
所以我就把那个蟑螂一打，那个台湾的蟑螂是长命的，打不容易一次打死的，对不对
？And I took a swat at the roach, but.It's not, they don't die very easily.
它还奄奄一息，但是那个须在那边动来动去的。
It was barely alive, and its antennas are still moving around.
这个包容的爱很伟大，但是成全的爱更美。
Encompassing love is very great, but a love that sustains.
所以 我包容他半夜吵我也就算了，我觉得要成全他，所以我就抓着蟑螂就追他。
So I picked up the roach and I started chasing after him.
我希望以毒攻毒，希望他的害怕能够出去。
And I want to drive away his fear.
那次暑假我们楼上一楼二楼三楼他就那样跑。
And that summer, that evening, I remember running upstairs and downstairs all night.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们应该是很尊贵的人啊。
And brothers and sisters, we're people of royalty.
身上带着圣灵的印记，带着神的名，神儿子的名。
We bear the mark of the Holy Spirit and the name of the Lord.
有人靠车，有人靠马，我们却靠万军耶和华神的名。
Some rely on chariots, some rely on horses, yet we rely on the name of the Lord.
仇敌一听到都退后。
The enemy hears this name and they draw back.
但是我们应该站起来的。
We should stand firm.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上说天使都是服役的灵。
And brothers, the scripture says the angels are ministering spirits.
你要知道，在我们看不见的境界里面，神的使者其实在护卫我们。
In the realms we cannot see, the minister of the Lord are surrounding us.
因为王住在我们里面。
Because the king dwells in us.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的不是在这里往脸上贴金。
Brothers and sisters, we're not really flattering ourselves.
哎呀，我们真的需要用信心。
And we really need to come by faith.
像伊丽莎为那个少年人祷告，求神开他眼睛的时候。
Like Elijah prayed for the young man that his eyes would be opened.
整个亚兰大军把多丹层层围住。
And the great army has surrounded the city.
而当少年人眼睛一开的时候。
When the eyes of the young man was opened.
他看见满山都是火车火马。
And he saw that the whole hillside was surrounded by chariots of fire.
神的使者，神的战车马兵守护着神的儿女们。
The army of God, the fiery chariots surrounded his people.
弟兄姊妹，我们在中国，甚至我们自己也都碰到过，我们奉主耶稣的名赶鬼的时候。
In China, we encountered this ourselves.In the name of the Lord, we cast out evil spirits.
那些鬼一听见耶稣的名，他们就乱了，他们出去也好，或者整个人就发作了。
And the demons, when they hear the name of the Lord, they just get confused. They either sit there frozen and they just go crazy.
你讲别的，你讲什么，他都不在乎。
You say anything else, they don't care.
当你一讲到拉萨勒人，讲到耶稣基督的名的时候，你就发现他一定有反应。
Once you invoke the name of Jesus of Nazareth, they will respond.
弟兄姊妹，我们要依靠神。
Brothers, we need to rely on God.
在我们人生的路上，在人生的难处上面。
In our lives, in the difficulties that we face.
我们奉主的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord, we pray.
好，我们奉着那升上高天而超乎万民之上的名来祷告。
And according to the name that is risen on high, the name that is above every name.
神说你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
The Lord said, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you."
神说你不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。
The Lord said, "Do not be dismayed, for I am your God."
我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
Strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
这是讲到我们生活上的。
And this talks about the aspect of our life.
而第二层。
And the second aspect.
讲到不要害怕征战。
And the second level, do not be afraid of battle.
主在这里说，向你发怒的要报愧蒙羞。
It says those who are angry toward you shall be put to shame.
与你相争的必如无有，并要灭亡。
Those who contend with you.They shall be nothing.
与你争竞的，你要找他都找不到。
And you will not find those who contend with you.
与你征战的，必如同成为无虚无。
And those who war against you, again they will become nothing.
弟兄姊妹，要仇敌来势汹汹。
And the enemy come fear with us.
在我们整个人生的路上，在我们属灵的事上，常常有征战。
And oftentimes we find spiritual battle.
神叫我们不要怕。
And God says, "Do not be afraid."
所有这些跟我们相争相竞的事。
All those things that contend with us, all those things that wars with us.
有一天我们要找都找不到他。
One day you will no longer find them.
因为神要加我们的力量。
And God will give us increasing strength.
神要帮助我们征战啊。
God will help us to do war.
圣灵成了我们的力量。
To battle, the Holy Spirit becomes our strength.
神用上头来的能力披在我们的身上。
The Lord will cover us with the strength from above.
所以你看五旬节一来的时候。
And when the Pentecost comes.
十二个使徒一起站起来。
The 12 apostles, the disciples all stood up.
他们原来吓得都跑掉的。
And they were all terrified before and they
all ran. 甚至有人是脱的衣服跑掉了。
And to the point where they took off their clothes and ran.
甚至是有人是发咒起誓跟耶稣没有关系，否认跟主的关系。
Some were swear and said, "I do not know this man."
而那天他们十二个人一起站起来。
Yet that day on the Pentecost, the 12 of them stood up.
因为神用圣灵和能力膏了这些人。
And God has anointed them with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的使命上面。
And brothers, concerning our commission.
在我们属灵的征战上面。
Concerning our spiritual battle.
耶和华是我的力量。
The Lord is my my strength.
他教导我能够征战。
He teaches me warfare.
他帮助我们得胜。
He helps me to victory.
在很多我们胜不过的环境里面。
In many circumstances that I cannot overcome.
神让我们经历怎么样子支取他的力量来得胜。
And God teaches how to lay hold of His strength to overcome.
第三方面。
And thirdly,
讲到在生命里面。
It speaks of in the very essence of life.
那神是借着来。改变我们的生命。
God is coming to transform our life.
让我们这些像虫一样的雅各。
We who are like the worm, like Jacob.
被神改变成为有筷子打量的新器具。
And may be like a threshing sledge that is sharpened.
这是一个更伟大的得胜。
That is a greater victory.
这是一个更伟大的帮助。
It's a greater help.
神不仅仅在外面帮助我们。
Not only is God helping us from the outside.
神也不是只是加了一些力量让我们得胜。
But God has given us some strength to overcome.
神是在我们生命里面来改变我们。
In the very essence of our life, inside God's transforming.
让我们这些如虫的，你知道虫像毛毛虫一样。
That we who are like worms.
你走过去不注意的踏死它的。
And on casually you walk along the road, you would probably step on them.
一个大高山在前面。
Yet a great mountain is before you.
那个虫恐怕还没爬到一半就夭朽了啊，就死掉了。
The worm before it could climb halfway up is probably dead already.
恐怕爬一爬就被鸟吃了，就被人踩死了。
And maybe if you step forward, a bird would come up and fetch
you. 你看这样子一只小小的虫。
A very small worm.
跟那个有筷子打量的新器具
versus the sharpened threshing sledge
能够把山林打得粉碎把钢林如同糠坯
was able to thresh the entire mountain and the hills onto chaff
弟兄姊妹这两个是没得比的
and these two things cannot be compared
我们想的我晓得我相信我们都很熟悉这个Watchman Nee 尼托森弟兄曾经举的一个例子
Brother Watchman Nee once gave this example
有一次在他的一个很大的难处面前
He was facing a very great difficulty
他向主祷告求主给他力量给他恩典
He said the Lord give me strength give me your grace
主在里面问了他一件事情
The Lord asked him a question instead
他就好像船在这里碰到礁石
Like a boat that is facing a reefThank you.
碰到礁石挡住他了。
It's come to a reef where it's being hindered.
神就问他说你是要我为你除掉礁石呢
And the Lord says, do you want me to remove this obstacle?
还是让水涨高五尺
Or do you want the water to rise 5 feet?
他马上就懂了。
And he understood immediately.
挪去礁石还会有下一个礁石。
And to remove this obstacle or this reef, that he will meet it again.
挪掉下一个礁石还会有第三个礁石。
And when we meet the second obstacle, he will have another one in his life.
可是整个水涨高五尺的时候。
But if the water has been raised up by 5 feet.
船可以顺利的跨过所有的礁石。
The boat can successfully navigate through all these obstacles.
礁石都还在的。
And those reefs are all still there.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们的经历里面常常就是碰到难处来求一个。
A lot of times in our experience, we find a problem, we come and ask for one.
解决不了了，求神帮助我们。
We can't resolve it ourselves, God help us.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，神在我们身上更伟大的救恩是来改变我们的生命，提升我们生命的品质啊。
But brothers and sisters, the greatest salvation God has in our lives to change our lives, to elevate our lives.
而神的拯救的方法就是不再是我，乃是基督。
His ways of salvation is no longer I, but Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊，我第三层的帮助是我其实是我今天最重的负担。
Brothers and sisters, this third level of help is my greatest burden today.
在别人看不见的世界里面。
In a world that no one else can see.
甚至我们的儿女。我们的伴侣都看不见的世界里面
Even our children, our companion, our spouse, they cannot see.
弟兄姊妹，我们对我们属灵的情形满意吗？
Are we satisfied with our spiritual condition?
我们真的是一个得胜的人吗？
Are we truly a victorious person?
我们真的在试探，在各样仇敌鬼魔的攻击诱惑底下，我们都站得住吗？
In temptation and trials, can we stand firm?
当情欲和圣灵，圣灵和情欲在我们里面相争的时候，
When the lust of the flesh wars against the spirit within us,
弟兄姊妹，我们是得胜呢，我们还是失败呢？
Are we victorious every time, or do we fail every time?
的确，基督徒不应该屡战屡败啊。
And indeed, Christians shouldn't fail or lose every single battle.
但是我们基督徒需要屡败屡战。不要灰心，虽然我们失败了，我们还是要起来。
We Christians need to, even though we fail, we still need to win. Don't lose heart. Even though we stumble, we fall, we need to rise up again.
因为在这里，神要把我们带到一条得胜的路上去。
Because God is going to take us to a pathway of victory.
因为这一层的帮助是从生命里面来的。
Because this level of help comes from the life within.
我们不在乎别人知不知道。
We do not care whether other people know.
但是我们自己里面需要。
But we ourselves, we need to know.
我们需要靠着主得胜。
We need to be victorious through the Lord.
所以在这里我们现在要讲这件很重要的事情。
So I'm going to talk about this very important thing here.
这个依靠他 by him, through him.
To rely upon him to be by the Lord and through the Lord.
很关键的一件事情叫做不再是我，乃是基督。
The very critical point is no longer I, but Christ.
这是基督徒过得胜生活的秘诀。
This is the secret to a victorious life for a Christian.
我们一方面神要在消极方面帮助我们认识一件事。
And on the passive side, the God wants us to understand one thing.
就是离了我，你们就不能做什么。
And to experience that apart from him, we cannot do anything.
弟兄姊妹，你有笔的话，真是要把那个旧给圈起来。
And you really need to understand and circle the word that apart from him.
那是一个自然的结果。
And that is something that is very natural.
就像你把一个石头从窗户外面丢出去。
If you drop a rock from the window,
它一定掉到地上去。
It will fall and hit the ground.
你在旧金山这样子做，它会掉下去。
You do it in San Francisco, it would happen.
你带到纽约去，它一样掉。
You take it to New York, it would be exactly the same.
你早上丢它会掉，你晚上丢它会掉。
You drop it in the morning, you drop it at night, the result is the
same. 男生丢它会掉，女生丢它也会掉。
And guys do it, girls do it, it's still all the same.
它是一个律，它是一个必然的事情。
Because it's a law, it will happen.
主说离了我。
The Lord said, apart from me,
你们就不能做什么。
You cannot do anything.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我真的不知道怎么去形容说这一件事情要花多少的年日和苦头，我们才真正的认识。
And brothers, I do not know how to describe it, but through so many years, there's so many difficulties, and we can truly come and understand it.
这是一个非常非常刻骨铭心的经历和体会。我们才能够在主的面前真正谦卑地说。
And this is an experience that through many trials, many difficulties, that we could truly humble ourselves and say.
不然我们永远对自己带着盼望。
Or else we will always trust ourselves.
当我们每一次听见神的要求的时候，我们就说 OK, I will do it.
And every time we hear the requirements of God, we say, OK, God, I'll do it.
啊，每一次当我们听见什么属灵美好的事情，我们都要求我们要做到。
And every time we hear a wonderful spiritual requirement, and we say, OK, we're going to go do it.
不是这个心智不重要。
It's not that having this desire, this is not important.
但是早晚神要叫我们先经过一个步骤。
But sooner or later, God wants to take us through a process.
就是离了我，你们不能做什么。
That we will understand, apart from Him, we cannot do anything.
可是问题是说，我们这个人就是常常在同样的事情上。
And yet the problem is that we'll often find ourselves in the same predicament.
我们失败了，我们求主赦免我们。
And we fail, we say, Lord, forgive me.
我们又失败了，我们求主宝血更深的洁净我们。
We failed again, we say, Lord, wash us with your blood.
不久以后我们又失败了，我们说主啊，怎么回事？求你帮助我，我这次是真的。
And not soon after, we fail again. We say, Lord, I'm really serious this time. Help me.
过了不久我们又再错。同样的事情。
And then after not so long after that, we do the same thing again.
因为姊妹，我不知道我讲的东西你觉得熟不熟不熟悉啊。
But brothers and sisters, I don't know if you're familiar with what I'm saying here.
在我自己的身上我也这样子经历过。
In my life, I've experienced the same thing.
我不知道要怎么样子要被神做到真正能够从心里面承认主啊，离了你我不能做什么。
I don't know to what extent how much the Lord has to do in my life that would truly say, Lord, apart from you, I cannot do anything.
凡有血气的。
All that has breath.
没有一个能够因行律法称义。
Not one can be deemed righteous by doing the law.
圣经白纸黑字清清楚楚地写出来。
And the scripture, words on paper, clearly stated.
问题是说我们没有办法真正地接受它。
Yet the problem is that we cannot really accept it.
所以我说我们基督徒常常有一个很大的挫折感，一个很深的挫折。
So as Christians, oftentimes we have this dilemma within us,
就是
frustration.
就我们想说，立志行善由得我，可是行出来由不得我。
I will to do good, yet I do not do the good that I want to do.
我们常常有这个挣扎，对不对？
We often have this struggle.
我们常常有这个挫折。
We often have this frustration.
所以在我们里面常常有一个痛苦，有一个叹息。
So we have this sigh and this pain in us.
他说：“我真是苦啊，谁能够救我脱离这屈死的身体？”
Oh, wretched man that I am, who can save me?
最大的挫折感常在
，and this frustration is always there.
就是立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
And I desire to do good, yet I do not do it.
最大的痛苦，最大的叹息常在
，the greatest pain and greatest sigh is always there.
我真是苦啊
Oh, I'm terrible.
还有一个最大的困惑呢。
And this great frustration.
哥林多后书12章, 保罗说,
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 said, whenever I am weak, I am strong.
我们会说, 我天天软弱,
and this, Lord, I'm weak every single day. How come I'm not strong?
我跟保罗一样, 在这里夸我的软弱,
and just like Paul, I am boasting of my weakness, and afterwards, I'm still weak.
你们有没有这些困惑?
Do you have these frustrations?
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘了保罗说的是什么。
Yeah, brothers, do not forget what Paul was saying here.
保罗说，我喜欢夸自己的软弱。Paul
says, I delight in boasting my weakness.
好叫基督的能力来覆庇我。So
that the power of Christ may cover me.
我们自己没有读好，没有真正进入。We
haven't read it very well and really enter into God's word.
所以我们夸完自己的软弱，我们就认为应该跟保罗一样，我什么时候软弱就什么时候刚强。So
we boast of our weakness and we say, okay, whenever we do that, I am strong.
就我们怎么样子夸自己的软弱，更软弱。And
no matter how much we boast of our weakness, we're getting weaker.
不要你自己夸软弱，别人都会帮你夸你是个软弱的人。
And not to say that you're boasting of your weakness, someone else would tell you how weak you are.
弟兄姊妹，那关键在哪里？
And what is the critical point here?
因为有一个最慢的觉悟在我们的里面。
And there's a very, very slow understanding.
其实在罗马书17章。
In Romans chapter 17.
7章18节的那个下半节说, 立志行善由得我只是行出来的由不得我。
Chapter 7, 8, 18. It is I who will to do good, but it's not within me to do it.
它上面有一句话非常非常重要。
These words precede the statement.
我知道, 在我里头, 就是在我肉体中, 毫无良善。
For I know in me, that is in my flesh, there is nothing that is good.
弟兄姊妹，我们有几个人真知道？
How many of us truly know that?
这个知道不能光靠头脑知道。This
knowing is not just here in the head.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我真的知道我在说什么。
Do I really know what I am saying?
多少时候神带领我们走过的一条路。So
many times the Lord brought us through this path.
神让我们看见我们自己真是无能。The
Lord really let us see that we are helpless.
神把我们的败坏挖给我们看。And
He digs out the corruption within us and show it to us.
让我们能够谦卑地在主的面前说主。
That we may really humble ourselves and say, Lord, we are filth.
多少时候神在婚姻上, 在工作上, 在健康上, 在侍奉上, 在我们属灵的生命里面, 神好像把我们带到一个绝境。
In marriage and work and our family lives and health, it seems that the Lord has led us to an end.
到最后我们真的在主面前说, 主啊, 离了你, 我就不能做什么。
And then when we come to the end and we say, Lord, apart from you, I cannot do anything.
弟兄姊妹，我真巴不得神缩短我们痛苦的日子。
And brothers and sisters, I pray that God would shorten the days of our trouble.
我真的巴不得神缩短我们在那外面浪费的日子。
That God would shorten the days that are being wasted.
神早一点让我们真的从心服口服承认说，我知道在我里头毫无良善。That
we would truly acknowledge it with our hearts and with our lips and say, Lord, I know that in me nothing is good.
放弃。 放弃自己的挣扎,
and let go of the struggles that we have.
接受基督的替代,
then receive the replacement of Christ.
有一次我跟孩子们, 我们一起交通的时候, 我打一个简单的比方,
and I was sharing with my sons one time and I gave them a very good example.
我说好像神的要求, 神的要求从来不改变的,
and God's requirement never changes.
要我们在一分钟里面跑到世界贸易大楼100楼顶上。
In 1 minute to go up to the top of the World Trade Center.
我只是举个例子了。
I gave an example, of course.
但你知道全世界最快的人大概多少分钟可以跑上去吗?
The fastest person in the world, you know how long it would take to get all the way up there?
大概12分钟到15分钟之间他才能跑得上去。
12 to 15, 那是很了不起了。 12 to 15 minutes, that is pretty remarkable already.
那世界贸易大楼我们去过5、6次。
The World Trade Center, we went there 5 or 6 times.
虽然现在它已经被炸掉了。
It no longer exists today.
它有个电梯, 你们有人去过?
But there's an elevator there.
55秒。
55 seconds.
它可以把你从一楼带到第100楼。
We'll take you from the very first floor to the 100th floor.
今天神的要求是叫我们一分钟内到达顶上。
And God's requirement is that within 1 minute, go all the way to the top.
前面有两种方法。
And these are the two methods that are placed before you.
一个就是你自己跑上去。
One, run up there by yourself.
一个你就是坐那个已经预备好的电梯。
The other one, just take the elevator that's been prepared for you.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现当我们每一次听见神说一分钟内要到。
And every time we hear God says, okay, get there in a minute.
我们就开始冲了。
And then we start running.
一分钟到了。
And the minute's up.
我们今天可能跑到第10楼就已经
We probably got to the 10th floor and we can't move anymore.
过了 几天以后，我们可能到了第十二楼。
After a few more days, we give another try. We're at the 12th floor.
但是人类的极限，不管你多快，你最多到了二十楼。
But the limits of men, no matter how fast you are, you probably come to the
20th floor. 我们永远达不到。所以我们就永远在这里说，我真是苦啊。
So we will always say, woe unto me.
因为当我失败的时候，那个罪恶辖制了我。
And when I fail, the sin oppressed me.
让我在主的面前落到痛苦，落到控告的里面。
And brings me to utter despair and condemnation.
然后一次又一次的。
And time and time again.
我们就是从来没有放弃自己的努力。
We've never given up working hard by ourselves.
但是保罗早就在这里告诉我们。
And Paul tells us already.
我知道在我里头就是在我肉体之中毫无良善。
I know that in me, that is in my flesh, there is nothing good.
凡有血气的没有一个人能够凭着自己达到神的要求。
All that is of the flesh cannot attain to the righteous requirement of God.
但是我们却一再的用自己的努力想要达到神的要求。
And yet we all try to use our own abilities to attain to the requirement of God.
这就是保罗为什么写到加拉太书第三章第三节他那么语重心长的说。
And that's why when Paul came to Galatians chapter 3 verse 3,He so clearly stated,
他说无知的加拉太人啊
I was a foolish Galatians.
他说你们既然靠着圣灵入门如今还想靠肉身成全吗
You have entered in through the Spirit, now will you come to completion by the flesh?
明明是靠着救恩靠着圣灵入的门
You have entered in through salvation by the Spirit.
但是我们却要靠肉身来成全
You want to fulfill it according to the flesh.
他说你们是这样子的无知吗
Are you so foolish?
你们受苦如此之多都是徒然的吗
Have you suffered in vain thus far?
难道果真是徒然的吗
Is it really in vain?
弟兄姊妹保罗替我们不甘心呢
Our brother sister Paul is unsatisfied with the
flesh. 神的救恩早就摆在我们面前呢。
The truth has been displayed before us.
你们为什么这么无知呢
Why are you so foolish?
明明靠着圣灵重生靠着圣灵入门。
You've been born again. You enter in through the Spirit.
但是一次一次的我们不上电梯我们就是跑那个楼梯。
But time and time again, you won't go in the elevator. You try to run up to yourself.
你们怎么会这么无知呢
How can you be so foolish?
你们受苦如此之多都是徒然的吗难道果然是徒然的吗
Have you suffered thus far in vain? Is it really in vain?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，当我讲这些话的时候，真的是求神怜悯我们每一个人。
Brothers and sisters, when I speak these words, I ask God to have mercy on us.
因为我自己在这边不知道栽了多少的跟头，试过多少失败。
Because I've fallen so many times myself and failed so many times myself.
多少时候心里面不是不爱主啊
？And it's not that I do not love the Lord.
不是没有心想要得胜。
It's not that I don't have the heart to be victorious.
但是我们就是靠肉身。想要去成全。
But every time I want to do it by my flesh.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在这件事情上真正经历基督成为我们的得胜。
And brothers and sisters, we need to experience ourselves. Christ has become our victory.
第一件事情，真的要在消极的上面承认自己不行。
And first thing, passively, to really acknowledge that we ourselves we can't do it.
不要再当口头禅。
No longer just words out of our mouth.
不要只是习惯性的说。
Not just out of custom and say.
要从我们的肺腑心肠里面说出来，主，我真是不行。
But from our hearts inside of us, Lord, I can't do it.
第二件事情
And then secondly,
在积极方面
actively,
我们要知道宝贝已经放在瓦器里面
We need to know that the treasure has been placed in the earthen vessel.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神不是出于我们
To demonstrate that this power is of God and not of ourselves.
弟兄姊妹我们要知道我们已经在圣灵的里面我们得着了神儿子的生命
And we are already in the spirit. We have the life of the Son of God.
所以这个知道很重要
And this knowing is very important.
保罗在为以弗所教会祷告的时候
When Paul was praying for the church of Ephesus,
他祷告三件重要的事
He prayed three things.
而第三件事情就是要叫他们知道
And the third thing is that they would know
以弗所书一章十九节他说要知道他向我们所信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大
To know the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe
这个能力叫基督耶稣从死里面复活
And this power has raised Christ from the dead
他远远超过一切执政掌权主治有名的不但是今世的连来世的都超过了
It surpasses all power, dominion and all rank not only in this generationfor the generations to come.
所以第一个在消极上要知道我自己不行。
And passively to know that yes, I myself can't do it.
第二个知道是知道宝贝已经在了。
But the second knowing is that the treasure is already inside.
要知道这个莫大的能力已经在我们里面。
To know that this great power is in us.
第三件事情。
And the third thing.
我们学习来随从这个灵。
We learn to follow this spirit.
不仅仅知道它在我们里面。
Not only to know that it is in us.
要随从灵而行啊
To walk according to the Spirit.
以弗所书三章二十节告诉我们
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12 tells us.
他说神能够照着正在我们里面运行的大力
and he's able to work according to the power that is at work within us.
这句话是现在进行式。
The power of mind that's working is present tense.
正在运行的大力。
The power that is working right now.
他要充充足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
And to complete all that beyond what we can think and imagine.
你想过圣洁生活吗？
Do you want to live a holy life?
你想不发脾气吗？
Do you want to live so that you won't be angry very easily?
你希望在主的面前侍奉能够不埋怨吗？
Do you want to serve the Lord and not complain?
你希望能够跟你的妻子之间更相爱吗？
Do you want to love your spouse more?
你希望更不被疾病捆绑搅扰吗？
And do you want not to be bound by sickness?
弟兄姊妹，不管你所求所想的是什么，
No matter what you seek, no matter what you're thinking about,
他说神能够照着正在我们里面运行的大力。
And God can do at By the power that is at work in us.
它正在运行。
That is working in us.
所以保罗劝我们要随从灵而行。
So Paul says, walk according to the Spirit.
他在叫律法的义啊，就神的要求从来不改变的。
That the righteousness requirement of God that never changes.
成就在这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
May be accomplished in this body that is not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
这是我们前一阵子罗马书第八章第四节讲到的。
Romans chapter 8 verse 4, we talked about this.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
时间真的是过得很快啊。
Time is passing very quickly.
但是我们希望今天我们在这里讲到 by him 的时候。
But today when we talk about by him.
我们能够脱离我们只是在生活上我们一些困难需要解决。
We can get away from just merely the difficulties that we face in life.
我们要来依靠神的帮助。
We must come and rely on God's help.
我们更希望能够往前跨一步。
We want to take another step forward.
在神所给我们属灵的托付和使命上。
And concerning the things that God has commissioned us.
在我们所面临的属灵的征战上面。
And concerning the spiritual battles that we face.
我们怎么样子支取上头来的力量？
How do we lay hold the power from on high?
让所有仇敌在我们的身上没有办法显出他的力量。
That the enemy would not demonstrate his powers on us.
我们能够靠着主得胜。
That by the Lord we may overcome.
而更重要的，我们希望再往前跨一步。
And more importantly, we want to take another step.
在我们生命的里面。
That in our life.
在我们从早到晚的这个经历的里面。
From morning till night, all of our experiences.
我们的神真是来帮助我们。
That our God truly has helped us.
让我们这些从雅各。
That we who are warns like Jacob
被神改变
may be transformed
成为有快尺打量的新器具
the sharp threshing sledge that is in God's hand
不仅仅仇敌要像山岭像钢铃被打得粉碎
not like the mountain the hills may be threshed
仇敌要成为我们的食物因为这是打量的新器具
but the enemy will be our food
哎呀弟兄姊妹我们的生命在主的面前能够不断的成长
and our life will continue to grow
主耶稣的生命在我们里面能够不断的成熟
the life of Jesus will continue to mature in us
有一本书叫做 Just Like Jesus
and there's a book that said a title Just Like Jesus
是 Max Lucado 写的
Max Lucado is the author of the book
在这本书的前面一开头的时候
at the forewords of the book
他就写了一句话
and he said these words
他说神按着你的本相爱你
and God loved you just as you are
不过他不愿意做事不顾
but he does not want to do things and not be mindful of it
让你依然顾我
and let you continue to be mindful of your own self
他希望你像耶稣一样
He wants you to be like Jesus
这就是为什么他把耶稣的生命赐给了我们
And that is the reason why he's given us the life of Jesus
他要改变我们
To transform us
他要来替代我们
And to replace us
他要叫神的荣耀能够从我们里面真正的出来
And that the glory of God may truly come out from inside of us
不仅仅我们胜过外在的难处
Not only will we overcome the difficulties on the outside
不仅仅我们胜过仇敌的挑战
And the challenges of the evil one
我们要把路上一切拦阻我们的打得粉碎
But everything that is a hindrance to us we will crush it
因为我们的生命被神改变了
Because our lifeHas been transformed.
这是伟大的生命
And this is a glorious life.
所以在这本书里面，他曾经举的第一篇里面，他举了一个例子。
And the very first chapter, he gave an illustration.
他说：“你试着想一想。
Think, imagine.
如果明天
，If tomorrow，
哎，明天正好是新年。
Tomorrow is the new year.
明天24小时里面
，24 hours.
主耶稣借你的身体用一天啊。
The Lord borrows your body for a day.
你暂时出来让给主耶稣用。
You temporarily come out of your body and give your body to the Lord.
主耶稣穿着你的身体。
And the Lord goes through your body.
主耶稣完全替代你这个人。
And he completely replaced you.
他说请问。
And he asked you.
会不会有什么 difference?
Would there be a difference?
绝对有没有。
Absolutely.
没有照样翻。会不会有不一样?
Would it be different?
会不会有人注意到这个不一样？
Will someone notice the difference?
你讲话的态度，
the tone of your voice，
你里面的感情，
the passion within you，
你的思想，
your thoughts，
你今天生活的优先次序 priority，
the priorities you have for today，
你怎么样子计划使用你的今天？
How do you organize your time for today？
你如何跟人相处？
How do you deal with people？
你在聚会的里面怎么样子服侍？怎样聚会？
In the meeting, how do you serve？
你唱诗。
You're singing.
你读经。
You're reading the Bible.
你祷告。
Your prayers.
会不会有 any difference？
Will there be any difference？
绝对不会有 difference 的举手。
Those who feel like there will be no difference whatsoever, please raise your hand.
要么就是你没信主，要么你就是绝对已经属灵了。
Either you do not believe in the Lord, or you're completely spiritual.
我们一定知道它是大不一样。
And we know this great power.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Your brothers and sisters，
那我们就要提醒我们一件事情。
We need to remind ourselves one thing。
难道这不是圣经里面所启示的救恩吗
？Isn't this the revelation or the salvation that has been revealed through the Bible？
难道这件事情需要 Max Lucado 去假设吗
？Does this needs to be an illustration of Max Lucado？
当保罗说我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。不就是他这个例子所说的吗
？When Paul has said, "I have been crucified with Christ," it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Isn't this exactly what he?
当保罗在腓立比书第一章说我活着就是基督，不就是指的这件事吗
？In Philippians chapter 1, the Lord says, "I live as Christ." Isn't this what the Lord is pointing to?
为什么需要 Max Lucado 在这里假设呢
？Why does Max Lucado have to give an illustration?
弟兄姊妹，好不好？我们从现在开始，我们就愿意再把自己奉献给神。
Why don't we just offer ourselves from this point on unto the Lord?
是的，也许我们会失败。
Yes, perhaps we will fail.
我们求神救我们脱离屡战屡败。
And we ask the Lord to help us not to fall at every battle.
但是弟兄姊妹，你就算失败了，你还要起来征战。
But even though you have failed, you need to rise up and do battle still.
让我们对神的救恩有第一手的真实的经历和认识。
And have a first-hand experience of the salvation of God.
我们整个人降服在主的面前。
Our entire being prostrated before the Lord.
像枝子离不开了葡萄树。
As the branches that cannot be separated from the vine.
像身体的肢体离不开身体一样。
Like the members that cannot be separated from the body.
希望我们跟主之间的连接和依靠是生命里面的连接。
And we pray that the reliance that we have with the Lord is the union of the life that we have with Him.
他给我们的帮助是持续的，是直接的，是在生命的联合里面的。
That His help is continual, is direct, is a union in life.
好，我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
Let's come together and sing a hymn.
这首诗歌也许对弟兄姊妹稍微难了一点，我把它定为大会的主题歌。
It may be a little difficult, but I set it as a theme song for the conference.
但是我还是希望弟兄姊妹，我们试着来唱271首。
271, I want brothers and sisters to try and sing it together.
它翻译虽然有些地方稍微硬了一点，你愿意唱英文也可以。
Translation may be a little hard if you're willing to sing English.
但是你说到神在天上有一个宝贝，丰富无人能言述。
And God in heaven has a treasure rich none can count or tell.
永远心爱他所宝贵，就是他指主基督。
Has a deep eternal pleasure, Christ the Son.
他说神在地上也有一个宝贝，价值唯有神知道。
And it says God has here on earth a treasure none but Him knows the price.
极深心爱仍难测窥，基督启示我心里。
Deep unfathomable pleasure, Christ revealed in me.
第二节讲到说，神用这个永远无穷尽的这个宝贝来充满他所拣选的器皿。
In verse 2, God uses His utmost treasure to fill this vessel.
神从天上荣耀里头亲来充满这器皿。
And God from heaven above has filled this vessel Himself.
用他爱的无限富有满足所有渴慕心。
And the last line, longing hearts forever stealing with the riches of his love.
第三节说到我们这个泥土器皿虽然世人鄙视。
And the third verse says that this earthen vessel, and when we compare to the earthly things,
软弱贫穷又卑贱。
And they are weak, they are poor and they are impoverished.
但是里面却装着宝贵神圣火焰。
But inside there's a blazing flame that is kept inside.
要将主荣耀来彰显。
The glory of Christ may be revealed.
这就都不再是我，乃是基督。
This is no longer I.
第四节，我们一起来读歌词，好不好
？Verse four, let's read the stanza together.
愿我更加倒空谦卑，不为人知，不显扬，做神器皿更为尊贵，充满基督的荣光。无何事物遮此荣光，也无自己的遮蔽，将这奇妙救恩宣扬，倒空充满他自己。英文那里说到 Fill with Christ and Christ alone， 充满基督自己啊。我们一起来唱第一节跟第四节就好。
Verse 1 and 4。
来，
神在天上有一宝贝，丰富人人耶稣，永远心爱他所宝贝，就是他之主基督。神在地上有一宝贝，价值为有神。
神给我们的宝贝，何等何等的宝贝啊！
Friends, sister, how wonderful is the treasure that God has given us.
它不是别的，乃是他的爱子耶稣基督。
It's nothing else but His only begotten Son.
神没有零零星星的把他的恩典给我们。
And He did not casually give us His grace.
神是一次、永远而且完全的给了我们。
But once, complete and eternally has given us.
今天晚上我们都愿不愿意再来到主的面前？
Tonight, are we all willing to come before the Lord?
我们知道我们是为着他而被创造的。
We know that we were created for Him.
我们也是借着他而被创造的。
And by Him we were created.
而我们今天的生活、动作、存留也因着他而被保留。
And our lives, our movement, our existence are kept by Him.
我们愿不愿意把我们的生命、主权奉献给神？
Are we willing to offer and surrender all things unto Him?
奉献给那位在手中握有我们生命气息。
Surrender unto Him who holds our breath,
管理我们一切生活行动的神
and who controls all of our movements.
今天晚上，但愿神用天平来量我们
May the Lord come and weigh each and every one of us with a balance.
让我们都愿意再一次把自己奉献给神
that we may offer ourselves to Him one more time.
当我们在这里低头祷告的时候
and when we bow and pray here,
我希望我们每一个人都从深处来遇见主
and I pray that from the depth of our hearts we will come and meet the Lord.
这是今年最后的一天
On the last day of this year.
是的在澳洲中国台湾欧洲甚至美国的纽约都已经跨进了2006年了
In Australia and Taiwan and China and even New York they have crossed over into 2006
我们在美国加州再过两个多小时我们也要跨进新的年度
And a few more hours we too will walk into the new year
让我们都在主的面前安静下来
May we all quiet ourselves before the Lord
早上我们讲到 of him 本于他
and this morning we talked about of him
在2005年
in 2005
甚至在今天以前我们所有的年日里面
and even today or even all the days before this day
我们有没有做过什么重大的决定或是有没有做过什么事情
have we made any important decisions or done anything important
因为不是出于主
And that is because it's not because
因为不是照着神的旨意
and not because of his will,
以至于让我们吃了许多的苦头
and cause us to go through many pains,
以至于在我们里面留下了很多的遗憾和懊悔
and left a lot of regrets within us,
甚至我们可能造成了对许多人的伤害
and even pain to a lot of people around us.
今天晚上我们愿意在主的面前我们向主认罪向主悔改求主赦免我们
this night you're willing to repent before the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive you
也求主保守我们不要一错再错
and the Lord will keep us from being error one time and time again
那我们在面对新的一年和我们剩下的年日
but in the new years and the remaining days of our lives
我们愿意更多的本于他
that we may be more of him
更多的让神的旨意成就在我们身上如同成就在天上
but the will of the Lord may be accomplished in us as it is in heaven
更多的不再照着我们的意思来照着神的意思
the more of his will and not of our own
同样的今天晚上当我们讲到 by him 借着他
and tonight when we talk about by him
我不晓得在我们过去有多少失败的经历
and I don't know how many past experiences of failures you had
或是我们现在有没有什么处境不管是生活上的工作上的家庭里的
or any difficulties that you're facing at homeAt work, in your family,
我们健康上的
our health,
尤其我们生命灵性里面的
particularly our spiritual condition,
有没有什么软弱是我们觉得我们力不能胜
any weaknesses that we feel that we cannot overcome,
而我们里面真需要耶稣
and we say, oh, we really need Jesus,
今天晚上是我们放下挣扎的机会
and this is night, we laid down all of our struggles,
哦，让我们欢欢喜喜地来宝贝耶稣让耶稣来替代我们
Rejoicing, coming to just want Jesus to replace us
弟兄姊妹刚才这两种的情形
And these two conditions
如果你都愿意在主的面前有一个全新的开始
If you're willing to have a brand new start
更多照着神的心意活着
To live more according to the heart of the Lord
更多依靠基督让基督替我而活
And the more want to rely on the Lord more and that he will live through you
现在都是我们更新奉献自己的机会
And now is the time to offer up yourself renew yourself
当我在这里祷告的时候
And when I am praying here
我求你也照着圣灵的感动到前面来
And according to the moving of the Holy Spirit come forward
其实是来到神的宝座前
It's coming to the throne of God
来到那位握有我们生命气息管理我们一切生活行动的神面前
And to him who holds all of our breath and controls all of our movement
来到那位爱我们为着荣耀造我们的神面前
And coming to him who has created us and loved us
我们再一次把自己奉献给他
And we once again offer ourselves to him
我们为着自己祷告
We pray for ourselves
我们自己去面对神来祷告
And we individually go face God and pray
完了以后你可以跟你旁边的同伴或者自己亲爱的家人祷告
Afterwards you can pray with your companions or with your family
我们为着过去我们感谢神
For our past we thank God
我们为着过去的失败求主宝血遮盖我们
With the past failures we ask his blood to cover us
我们为着明天新的开始我们奉献在主的手中
For tomorrow the new year we offer unto the Lord
那我们在基督里面旧事已过一切都成为新的
And in Christ all has passed and all things become new
在基督里面我们忘记背后努力面前
Then in Christ we forget about the past and we press forward
当我祷告的时候你有这样子的感动你到前面来
As I pray you have such a movement
你可以跪着你可以坐着你可以找一个地方安静的
kneel or sit or find a place of
我希望今天晚上真的是我们都来到主面前
and we pray that tonight we all come before the Lord
哦，亲爱的主耶稣我们谢谢你
dear Lord Jesus we thank you
万有是为着你造的
all things were created for you
也是借着你造的
that were created by you
你知道今天你还用你全能的命令在这里托住万有
and today with your word you uphold all things
直到今天你手中握有我们的生命气息
to this day you hold our lives in your hand
你管理我们一切的生活和动作
you control all of our lives and all of our
movements 主我们谢谢你你还把日子把气息留给我们
Lord we thank you for you still give us breath in our days
让我们还有机会悔改
We still have the opportunity to repent.
让我们还有机会起来爱你。
We still have the opportunity to rise up and love you.
哦，让我们还有机会起来更深的经历你伟大的救恩。
We have the opportunity to rise up and experience the greater salvation.
让我们从圣灵入门，也靠圣灵来成全。
That we may enter through the Spirit and be accomplished through the Spirit.
让我们活着不再是自己，乃是基督在我们里面活着。
That we may live no longer I, but Christ who lives in me.
哦，这个伟大的宝贝。
And this great treasure.
不仅仅在天上是神的宝贝。
Now dwelling is a treasure in the heaven above.
今天在我们每一个人的心中都是宝贝。
But in all of our hearts, it's become treasure.
感谢主，宝贝已经在瓦器里面。
Lord, we thank you that this treasure is in earthen vessels.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
To reveal that this great power is of God and not of ourselves.
哦，主，我赞美你。
Oh Lord, I praise you.
我真的为着我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为着我们每一个人，为着我自己向你祷告。
For all of my brothers and sisters, for myself, I pray to you.
为我们赎回所有被蝗虫蚂蚱吞吃的日子。
Redeem the days that has been swallowed up by locusts.
为我们赎回我们所有已经浪费的机会。
And all the opportunities that we wasted.
让我们总要趁着还有今天。
That while it is called today.
我们彼此相劝。
And we admonish one another.
我们一起来经历主，一起来满足主。
To experience the Lord and to satisfy the Lord together.
哦，主啊，在这岁末的时候。
Jesus, at the end of the year.
又是一年要在我们手中过去了。Another
year is going by in our hands.
哦，又是一年过去了。Another
year went by.
主啊，不让它再随便过去。Oh
Lord, do not allow another one to go by casually.
让我们都跪到你祭坛的面前。
That we may all kneel before your altar.
哦，让我们在你宝座面前再来接受新的一年。That
before your throne to receive a new year.
不管你还留我们在地上有多少的日子。
No matter how many more days you give us.
主啊，让每一个日子都成为可纪念的日子。
Each day would be counted.
每一个日子都是由主在其中掌权的日子。
Each day is the day that Christ is reigning.
每一个日子都是与神同行的日子。
Each day is the day that we are walking with God.
主啊，祝福你的教会。
Lord, bless your church.
恩待我们。
Bless us.
让我们脱离一切的害怕。
That we would depart from all fear.
知道你与我们同在。
For knowing that you are with us.
知道你是我们的神。
And to know that you are our God.
知道你要帮助我们。
To know that you will help us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.